Good afternoon. At 12 noon, our temperature, Rusty, is at 70 degrees. The nice weather continues.
Indeed, summer-like. Mostly sunny, breezy for the rest of the afternoon. A high near 72.
Wisconsin drivers get their say tomorrow on a bill to raise the speed limit to 70 miles an hour on most four-lane freeways and expressways. The Assembly Transportation Committee will be holding a hearing on that measure at 11 tomorrow morning at the state capitol. Republican Speaker Robin Voss, among the most vocal supporters of raising Wisconsin's longtime 65 limit. 22 Assembly members, mostly Republicans, have co-sponsored the Assembly bill. Senate Republicans Glenn Grothman of West Bend and Mary Lozick also favor it, but their party's leadership so far has no plans to consider it anytime soon in the upper house.
Gas prices continue to drop in the area, state and nation. Most gas stations in Sheboygan have set their price at $3.49 for a gallon of unleaded regular. The website Wisconsin Gas Prices shows prices across Sheboygan County ranging from $3.37 to $3.51. Wisconsin AAA's fuel gauge report for this Monday has a statewide average of $3.41. That's down 8 cents from 1 week ago and 20 cents from 1 month ago. Wisconsin is near the national average of $3.39, which is also down 8 cents from last week. Experts say the end of the summer travel season, no refinery issues to disrupt supply, and the changing to a cheaper winter blend are helping to lower prices at the pumps.
Congressional game of chicken being played between now and midnight to determine if the federal government's going to have a limited shutdown at this time tomorrow. The Republican-controlled House forced the Democrats' hand by voting early yesterday to delay key parts of the Affordable Care Act and repeal Obamacare's tax on medical devices. All five Wisconsin House Republicans supported that. And they also voted to keep the rest of the government funded when the new fiscal year begins at midnight, going on record against any shutdown. Democratic-controlled Senate was scheduled to meet this afternoon. Federal employees would not be paid if there is a shutdown. Wisconsin would be affected the least by that, since the state ranks last in its number of federal workers, with only about 15,000.
Well, as that clock ticks towards a possible partial government shutdown, the House is debating the health care law, the Affordable Care Act. Speaker of the House John Boehner took to the floor to describe what he believed to be some of the law's negative aspects.
The fact that nobody knows what the rules are, employers scared to death to hire new employees, cutting the hours of many of their current employees, and for what reason? This law is not ready for prime time.
Late Saturday night, the House passed the bill funding the government that stipulated that parts of the law had to be defunded, as well as delaying key portions of the law for a year. Senate not expected to pass the bill, which could lead to that partial shutdown.
Well, state lawmakers trying again to give a Milwaukee man an extra $90,000 after he spent 23 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. State Claims Board voted in 2010 to compensate Robert Stinson $25,000, maximum allowed under law, for a wrongfully convicted inmate unless the legislature approves more. The board asked lawmakers to grant the additional $90,000, but a bill to that effect never went anywhere in 2011. Stinson was convicted of raping and killing 62-year-old Sychaz, I should say Ione Sychaz of Milwaukee, in 1984. Stinson was freed almost 5 years ago with the help of the Wisconsin Innocence Project at UW-Madison.
The first weekend of Oktoberfest in La Crosse was marred by vandalism. Police said at least two vehicles were flipped over by vandals in the area of the UW-La Crosse campus. Two other cars may have also been turned over. Pamela Strittmatter, who heads the La Crosse Area Apartment Association, said she saw people dig up landscaping, throw rocks at dumpsters, and urinate on buildings. Strittmatter also saw a fist fight while heading home from the festival's Maple Leaf Parade. She said a good festival has been ruined, and Oktoberfest has become more like Drunkfest. In May, organizers said this year would be the final year that Oktoberfest runs for 9 days. Starting next year, it will be scaled back to 4 days, a Thursday through Sunday event.
A Sheboygan man will spend time in prison for possessing methamphetamine. 31-year-old Timothy Martinez was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court to a year and a half in prison, to be followed by 2 years extended supervision. Martinez was charged with possession of methamphetamine following his arrest July 31st. He was picked up that day in the city of Sheboygan on an outstanding warrant. Officers then discovered meth in his possession.
Union workers at the Oshkosh Corporation have voted to extend their current contract for 5 more years to help the firm win a large defense package. Oshkosh asked UAW Local 578 to extend its contract by 5 years after it was due to expire in 2016. Had the union not done that, the firm said it might have moved production elsewhere to make it easier to win the Humvee contract. The Humvee contract would be a big boost for Oshkosh, which had laid off 1,200 employees this year as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have wound toned down. The contract includes pay raises but requires workers to pay more for health care.
Residents of a Watertown apartment building were forced to jump from the second story to escape a fire yesterday. Three people who jumped to safety did suffer minor injuries. Nobody else was hurt. But in all, six families have been displaced by that fire. The cause has yet to be determined.
Milwaukee police continue their search for the hit-and-run driver who left one man dead and another in critical condition. They say the driver struck the two victims as they were crossing a south side street late Saturday night. The suspect's vehicle is described as a white GMC van with a ladder rack on top. The victims' names have not been released.
How about that forecast, Rusty? It looks pretty nice.
Staying nice for a few more days. Mostly sunny. Breezy, though. High near 72. Looks like our next best chance of rain on Thursday.
All right. Currently, we are at 70 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time is now at 12:06.